the word advanced has become a safety blanket. When someone requests advanced AI training, what they're really saying is, I want to feel like I'm not behind. It's a status marker, not a learning objective. If you're taking the advanced class, you must be advanced. The word does the work of making you feel sophisticated without requiring you to be specific about what you actually need to know. The problem is that advanced means completely different things depending on who you ask. ML engineer, advanced AI means transformer architectures, fine-tuning strategies, and GPU optimization. To a product manager, it might mean understanding agent orchestration patterns. To a developer who's been writing CRUD apps for a decade, advanced might mean learning how to write an effective prompt. None of these people are wrong, but when they all show up to the same advanced training, everyone leaves disappointed. Alvin Fives. By late 2025, organizations sit at every imaginable point on the adoption curve. Some teams still don't understand what an AI agent can do in a development workflow. They're asking questions like, can it write tests? Meanwhile, other organizations are attempting lights-out development, full automation with humans only intervening on exceptions. Both are valid starting points. The danger is pretending everyone is in the same place. You can't read yourself into AI SDLC literacy. You have to build. In any large organization, you'll find this entire spectrum represented across teams. Sometimes within the same team, the senior architect who's been experimenting with agents for 18 months sits next to the developer who tried ChatGPT once and found it unhelpful. Calling a training advanced doesn't resolve this variance. It obscures it. What actually produces learning is being specific about what you don't know. That requires vulnerability. It requires saying, I don't understand how to get consistent output from these tools. Instead of nodding along in a session about prompt chaining, it requires admitting, I've never successfully integrated an agent into my workflow, rather than pretending the problem is that you need more advanced techniques. This is hard, especially for experienced engineers, especially for leaders. The instinct is to frame gaps as requests for advanced material rather than acknowledging you're still learning fundamentals in a domain that barely existed 2 years ago. But the organizations making real progress are the ones where people can say, here's the outcome I'm trying to achieve, here's where I'm stuck, help me understand what I'm missing. One knows, the fix is simple in concept, hard in practice. Stop using the word advanced entirely. Instead, ask different questions. What problem are you trying to solve? What does success look like? What have you already tried? I want to reduce the time from commit to production is useful. I want to eliminate manual test writing for standard CRUD operations is useful. I want advanced AI training tells you nothing. Soy. The uncomfortable truth is that the teams pulling ahead aren't waiting for training at all. Building to learn. They pick a real problem, point an agent at it, and see what breaks. Yes, they make mistakes. They burn cycles on dead ends. They occasionally create messes they have to clean up. But that mess teaches more in a week than the 4-hour webinar scheduled 2 weeks from now. The one built on content that was already outdated when the calendar invite went out? This is the brutal math of AI in 2025. The field moves faster than any training program can keep up with. By the time curriculum gets approved, recorded, scheduled, and delivered, the tools have changed. Patterns have evolved. The best practices from 3 months ago are now the obvious mistakes everyone avoids. The organizations that treat training as a prerequisite to action are falling behind organizations that treat action as the training. Build something. Break something. Learn something. Repeat. Posse 1.0s. Waiting for permission to be ready is the most expensive decision you can make right now. It's okay not to know everything. That's not a weakness to hide behind sophisticated sounding requests. It's the starting point for actually learning. The teams that will win in 2026 aren't the ones who completed the most advanced curriculum. They're the ones who got honest about their specific gaps and systematically closed them, regardless of whether the solution turned out to be basic or advanced by someone else's definition. They close those gaps by doing, not by waiting. This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.